blah blah, it's your blah, blah 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 blah. So blah 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 blah, procedural oriented code. And so I look further into it, and blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah, bleep blah, plow, object oriented code. And then it hits me, blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah, spaghetti code, right? Like, I remember my first beer. So blah 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 blah, blah 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 blah, and it's just a much cleaner experience. But I digress. We got a big one today, folks. Today we're going to talk about how, as we come to an end of year zero here, and enter into a new age, and officially start year one of the Truth Social Network, how this basically represents the end of the world as we knew it. So you see, history is written by the victors, as the expression goes, right? And so what I'm here to tell you, if you're listening to this particular corner of the internet at this particular time, if you happen to be so lucky, that we've reached a precipice or a turning point where that is no longer true. In other words, what I'm telling you is that history, henceforth, is no longer written by the victors. History is written by the signatories. History is unalterable, is what I'm trying to say. No longer is history a ledger mutable to whoever has the pen, right? Because now history is secured by proof of work, okay? We like to talk about how Bitcoin is this immutable ledger of history, but in truth, that is only true as it applies to money. And so why is that not true as it applies to fucking everything? Why don't we have the ability to secure all other types of content in history? And how relevant that is today, right? With cancel culture and all that. So here's the deal, guys. We spoke about this idea of merged mining and how it could really work, and what I'm going to talk about today is how it's going to work. There's nothing that could stop this idea at this point. It is introduced to universe and it will be furthered regardless of the journey it has to take to bloom, for this idea flower to bloom. So now we have literally proof of work securing TSN historical records of content. So what does that mean? It means that even the TSN address who is creating their own historical record of content, presuming they have people who are willing to mine, to merge mine their blocks and cloud chain, right? You got your three layers. You have your TSN blockchain at the bottom, which is the auxiliary chain, which uses the cloud chain in the middle as its parent chain, which is only for this ledger of cloud transactions, which in turn uses either the Bitcoin or Litecoin blockchain as its parent chain, to be determined, right? We'll see who wants to take advantage of this, or both, right? So what this means is not even the person who's creating their historical record can go back and change history, given there is, you know, they're being paid attention to, right? Excuse me. and paid attention to, ultimately, in hash power. So, all clout is now rooted in hash power. This is huge stuff. This is real big, big stuff, okay? So, we spoke about, without any proof of work or anything, the impracticality of going back. We spoke about how you can't go forward in time to make a record of content, right? Because of all these occurrence proofs of Bitcoin and Litecoin blocks, which are established both within TSN references and within TSN blocks. But theoretically, you could go back in time with knowledge of the past occurrence proofs, right? You could go 5 years back in time and you would know the information about Bitcoin and Litecoin blocks. But we spoke about how it's impractical to actually execute such due to the fact that there are links to, you know, old social media or websites which have their own internal time stamping systems, and further how you are referencing other people in the Truth Social network who are keeping time. And we spoke about how there's going to be a rule where every TSN reference must have a timestamp which is more recent than the last, and so these things kind of prevent that anyway. And then we spoke about how you could potentially anchor this by embedding your first accounts TSN reference in an actual blockchain. But now all that thought is kind of unnecessary because we literally have proof of work in merged mining, okay? So now there's a cost. There's never a problem of, it's only you could write to your record because you are the only person who owns the private key to your TSN address, right? But even if you wanted to forge, to go back in time, even if you wanted to go back in time and pretend, your record was occurring then, which doesn't even make sense because it's social media, it's happening in front of everyone for everyone to see. But the point is, now you have to redo all the hash of the miners who are mining your cloud chain, which is embedding TSN hashes in their block. So the cost, the only person who could potentially pull off this attack is you on yourself. And now there's literally a cost of all the hashing power, which is securing TSN blocks as you go in time. And you can imagine how hash power would increase over time to mine your clout. And so it gets harder and harder to do so. And so now with proof of work through merge mining, you're literally creating historical records, which are for the right accounts or for the accounts which gain hash power, immutable, right? They are immutable records in history as evaluated by the cost of the person who's creating them to redo the work that their blocks are creating in their cloud chain, right? And so this is fucking huge. The significance of this cannot be understated, right? Not only do we have an immutable record of money in Bitcoin, but now we're going to have an immutable record of all of history with the Truth Social Network. Now, of course, there will be different difficulties for everyone's TSN blockchain, right? And that's how it should be. I don't know who fucking, Bob Smith of the 1800s was, because that motherfucker didn't have shit important enough to say that his record was secured in time. Now, even the people whose records were important enough to be secured throughout time, do we really know they said what they said, right? Well, if they were fucking living today, now we would because of this new innovation. But let's put all that aside for a second. A bigger thing is now we have decentralized monetary policy, okay? So you cannot change the monetary policy of your cloud chain, okay? And so you have a decentralized network of miners who are merge mining your cloud chain, and it is no longer up to you. What I spoke about, how if you used a smart contract or something like that, as we waded our way through the various approaches that we could have taken in all this to your what type of system you're going to use with cloud, whether it was an internal system, an external system, or, you know, a smart contract and an altcoin or something like that. And so, you know, I suppose if you created a smart contract in an altcoin, you could sort of, you know, work it in a way where you did the smart contract up front and you made the supply 21 million and then sort of chose to distribute it over time, and everyone trusted you to do that, you know, once they mined your blocks. And it was sort of like, you know, it certainly wasn't decentralized, but it was like, well, there's not much reward for the person to do it, so it would work in practice. But all that's in the trash now, because with merge mining and proof of work, you literally have the same ways as any other merge mine, like blockchain. You literally have a decentralized monetary policy, and it is not up to you anymore, that policy. It is known to all miners, and miners will reject blocks if you try and change that monetary policy when you're solving a block, right? Just like Bitcoin. So we have decentralized monetary policy now, so that's huge. But back to this concept of how all TSN blockchains will have different amounts of proof of work and different difficulties, so to speak, which will fluctuate just like Bitcoin does, right? And so this is really fucking cool, right? So someone's tips in clout, right? If they're, you know, say you're the fucking president of the United States, right? There's going to be a lot of people mining your clout, and the difficulty on your clout is going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of work put into it. So your clout is going to be pretty valuable, okay? So everyone's going to have different values of clout, and clout is used to tip the per TSN address which is creating it. Except you could say, well, you know, what if I want to tip, you know, person X's TSN reference with BTC Joe's clout? And well, that's basically the concept of a server feed, right? Assuming BTC Joe was running a server feed, so you would tip person X with BTC Joe's clout. And then if I was running a server feed and they were paying the right amount of tip based on the data, then I would actually upload their reference to my server feed, okay? So server feeds are all gonna have their own clout chain and TSN blockchain. Every person's gonna have their own clout chain and TSN blockchain, and they're all gonna have different difficulties in competing for hash power. So attention in our system is hash power, right? And the people who get the most attention have the most work in their clout, right? So their clout's more valuable than others. So tipping in their clout is much more valuable. And so if multiple cloud chains can tip one TSN reference, you're gonna have what I guess you could call a universal clout block explorer, right? So you have one TSN reference, which could have clout from 30 different people. So you're going to have a universal cloud explorer, which tracks, you know, everyone's blockchains, or at least blockchains which have a minimum amount of work, which are worth keeping track of. But it's all in history in someone's ledger, even if it's smaller, right? And so all this fighting over bots, you know, and, you know, this person's using bots and blah, 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 all goes away, because if your comment is getting tipped in valuable clout, whether it's a lot of clout that is a lot of one person's clout, which is really valuable, or, you know, somewhere in the middle of a bunch of different people, which are sort of valuable, the point is, you're going to have an accumulated, like, everyone's clout is going to have a difficulty, a current difficulty, right? And so, like, Bitcoin, you know, all Bitcoin, whether it was mined in the early days, the difficulty was easier, or when it, whether it's mined now, when the difficulty is in petahashes, all Bitcoin is fungible, and, you know, the difficulty now is what matters, right? So that's why Bitcoin's value in dollars is so high, is because of, in huge part, all the hash power which supports it, right? But so the point is, people whose clout have higher difficulties will be more valuable, and you're going to have sort of a universal block explorer for any individual. You search that, you search TSN reference, and you could see all the people who have tipped it in this is at least on, you know, server feed, if you're going to be looking at it, or anywhere, I guess you would be able, always be able to search this. But, you know, the point is, you don't necessarily need that if you're a popular account. You know, people will be tipping in your clout, and people will be mining in your clout if you're, you know, what you're saying is worth attention, right? In the form of hash power. And, you know, with people just starting, maybe they don't, people aren't really mining their own blockchain, or maybe they don't even have it to start, but they're creating valid TSN references and sending them to server feeds. Or, you know, they're just not popular first, their own feeds, and then eventually they get popular. But the point is, everyone has an equal opportunity to start, right? And there's no one who's going to censor people from making TSN accounts. There is no person to do that. An account is just a website, right? And, of course, there'll be server feeds which allow anything, right? And I think those will be much more popular as well. So, you're going to have clouds of different weights, so to speak, in value. And you're going to have all TSN references will get tipped in clout and have, like, an accumulated hash power that is in that clout, or various, you know, clout chains which have tipped it. Oh, and back to the whole, you know, trying to hack yourself and, you know, rewrite your own history. So now you have that huge cost to do so in hashing power, which mines your blockchain. But further, if you were to do it, it's in public, it's social media, and so you'd be destroying the value of your own clout by doing so. So you have the game theory there. You know, no one's going to continue to mine your clout if you break the rules of the TSN. So now there's huge game theory involved. And so you have these historical records, which can be made immutable. And forget about tipping for a second. This is what's going to be fun and what's going to get people into using it. But it's not just tipping. You can use it for CloudTrion, right? Which is where you're going to basically encrypt the TSN reference, encrypt the content that goes in the TSN reference, right? And when people pay your price, they get to see it. And you can have all sorts of different models. Like, what if a TSN reference was a book, right? And no one knows the password to it until you pay an app, which you up a server feed app for books, right? Whoever wants to get rich off this. And you publish your book by sending your encrypted reference there, and you can have all sorts of models where if they pay the book amount, then they get the book, or you could do it where it's like they're paying at first, and then after, you know, this much money is made, then it becomes open source, or, you know, parts of the book, it doesn't matter. You could also further, what if every TSN reference was a song in an album, right? And so I've been talking to some people about that. I can't really, it's really, Jay has some friends in the music business. I can't really talk much about that. A pretty popular name. He even did a song about the way that Jay walks or something he was saying. But the point is, you could do your own. I'm getting carried. I've said too much. So it's not just tips. It's not just CloudTrion. It's a million other things that could be built off of this, right? All these different apps on like layers above. And so what if you had this concept of lighthouse, of a lighthouse, right? Everyone wants to fund the lighthouse. You heard about this in the early days of Bitcoin, and this, some of these ideas were with regard to how the Lightning Network could be applied to it and whatever, but the concept is the same. So you could have developer bounties and stuff like that. Well, I'm going to work on this project or this aspect of a project if, you know, I get paid in this much. Like, I'll work on this project if I get tipped past a certain amount, and there's a million ways you could do it. And so tips are based in hash power, and so they should have some value, you know? You can have clout chat, right? Like, you know, super chat and all that bullshit. So all of this shit is going to be recreated, right? And adding work to the system is fucking huge, because attention is now hash power, and, you know, everything is embedded in history with the potential to be immutably embedded in history. So all the fucking Shakespeares of their day, if they were alive today, would, you would know for a fact that it came from them. You wouldn't have to worry about all the people who astonishingly today want to start book burning and all that shit. And you don't, because history has changed. And so that's what I'm talking about with the end of the world as we know it going into year one. I'm telling you, this idea cannot and will not be stopped. And now it's at a point where we can move forward with, well, let's put that in our pockets for a sec. So let's dispel this idea that no one's gonna, you know, why would anyone want to merge mine? Well, first of all, people merge mine Namecoin to this fucking day. And does anyone even fucking use Namecoin? Like, it was a good idea, but Dogecoin is merge mine. All this fucking silly shit. So this idea is so powerful that it will, but put that aside for a second. Let's just think about things. And first of all, if Bitcoin miners don't want to do it, then Litecoin miners will, but that's a whole other discussion. So Bitcoin mining has gotten so competitive to where people have made all these fucking machines that are just sitting doing nothing, right? We went from CPUs to GPUs to FPG, whatever the fuck it's called, to ASICs, to advanced ASICs, and we got to a point where now it's not really about not that I'm some mining expert, but it's not really about the best miner. It's about how many miners, how well you space them, how much space you have in your factory, what is your energy cost, right? What is your electricity cost? How do you cool these miners? How do you format them? And so on and so forth. So the first aspect is, well, all those miners that are no longer profitable and efficient, that are just fucking sitting there because it's not efficient to run, well, what if you got some other rewards now outside of actually winning the Bitcoin reward? And so we're changing what it means to mining. There's going to be huge incentives to mine other than winning the Bitcoin reward at much lower difficulties, right? So we're literally going to change why people mine, but I digress. So you can imagine a world where eventually mining, in other words, we're starting to get to a world, and whether this happens over 5 years or 10 years or whatever it is, where it's the number of miners that are produced, right? Because you could only fit so many, you know, transistors on a thingamajig, and, you know, S'mores laws, this guy who was making s'mores, and he said you could only fit so many things on this stuff, and so on and so forth, right? And, you know, the amount of things that can be put on a stuff will double every year, but it doesn't apply to certain things and stuff, and blah, 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 right? But the point is, you know, you can only slice a fucking atom so many times before you realize you gotta go about it a different way. So the point is, people are not trying to make the best miner, they're trying to make the best mining factories, and eventually what that leads to is distribution and production of more miners, right? And so if the economics of mining determine that we're going to be making more and more miners, and that number is going to start growing exponentially, maybe you get to a point where, you know, there's a miner in every university, and then there's a miner in every library, and then eventually there's a miner in every fucking home, right? Like the fucking, you know, personal computers, right? But even if not, all that aside, think about, you know, you have your computer is a miner, it's a CPU, and so maybe you can't mine the best accounts on the Truth Social network, because their difficulty is going up like crazy, but you're gonna go looking for shitcoin accounts, right? It's kind of like on Twitter, you're looking for, you know, low-cap accounts to promote people on the rise. So you're gonna go clout chasing for some shitcoin TSN accounts to mine, and maybe one day you're literally gonna make money by promoting those accounts, right? Or by mining them. So forgetting about how mining, it's competitive, how competitive mining, the economics of that evolves, there's the other aspect of putting, you know, regular computers to fucking work, right? Why not? All right, that's it for today. Seacrest out.